In a news release, NewPage CEO George Martin said, quote, "We expect to continue to run safe and efficient operations, be candid with all of our stakeholders, and act as a responsible community member both during and after our financial restructuring." The Ohio-based company employs more than 1,700 workers at its mills in Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, and Buren. And State Representative Scott Krug says saving those jobs is a big concern.
The big fear is that, especially in Wisconsin Rapids, we're down thousands of jobs already over the last couple of decades. This would kind of put us over the top, I think, and really put us in some really severe financial stress in Wisconsin Rapids. So it's maintaining those jobs first and foremost.
Krug says the governor's office has been contacted about a possible meeting with NewPage officials.
We got to, first of all, sit down at the table with NewPage and find out exactly what it is that they might need from us before we can make an offer. But I know that the governor's been very supportive.
Krug, a Republican from Wisconsin Rapids, is working on a coordinated response with Democratic State Representative Louis Malevsky of Stevens Point. Malevsky says the union workers at the plant should not be targeted because of the bankruptcy.
A lot of very high-wage jobs, a lot of jobs that people have been in for many, many decades with benefits. Restructuring, as I see it, should not mean that workers bear the brunt of this.
NewPage closed two Wisconsin paper mills in Whiting and Kimberly over the past 2 years. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.